League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
John McClain just called. He said, if you're looking for something to do in Houston this weekend, Eric Sandler is going to be your guy at culturemap.com. He can tell you the best restaurants in Houston. After you're done checking Culture Map, check Sports Map, where Barry has just told you his column is up. My video should be up in the next 24 hours talking about your Houston era Astros. We've got columns up there, and it is the place to go for anything sports in Houston as well.
Couldn't let me have my moment.
Oh, God. You had it on the way to the break.
No, I mean, I just wanted to promote my article.
And you're promoting a video. Corporate thing.
You're promoting a video that hasn't been released yet. That's how you do me. That's how you do me. I'm deleting this picture of you with JJ from Good Times now.
I was about to text you. David Gow has a problem with me promoting Culture Map.
I was about to text you this picture.
Now you're holding pictures ransom.
It came out really good because of the lighting in here for the video.
Because we get a tan.
Yeah, it came out really good.
It looks like a movie set in here.
So we have breaking news.
Nick, you didn't want a picture, by the way, with JJ?
I just had to watch
the board.
The board. Otherwise, I would have totally.
Also, you don't even know who he is, so
it's probably true.
How many episodes of Good Times have you watched?
No.
All right, breaking news.
Yes.
So, okay, I texted you the picture. So, I was at a break, walking around, talking, and Ron from the other side,
producer
Ron, comes over and says, hey, did y'all hear? Somebody just peed in the hallway. And I was like, messed up, what?
So messed up.
What? That I'm saying it?
No, not you that you're saying it, but just...
That it happened?
That he couldn't have...
So, well, I'm not going to ruin the story. Yeah, so thank you. So I said, what happened? He said, well, apparently there was an old man in the building looking for a restroom, and he rode the elevator to our floor, fourth floor, walked around... Couldn't find a restroom, so he just stood in front of the elevator and pissed his pants.
No way.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. One day, I'm going to be an old man and pee my pants. I know that, okay? That's not my problem. My problem is there is absolutely a restroom on this floor.
Yeah.
And it's open to the public, so you don't need a key. For men, women you do, but for men, it's just correct. Wide open. Not only that, there's a perfectly good plant in front of the elevator that he could have peed in.
I think that's artificial, though.
Who cares?
That's true.
Guess what? It ain't my pants. So, ergo, I'm going to pee in that plant, not in my pants.
See, what I would have done...
Old men make bad decisions.
Like, if for whatever reason...
Well, why didn't anybody tell Barry... Shouldn't Barry Warner know where the bathroom is? I mean, why did Barry Warner do it in the hallway?
You know what? Hang it up. There's not going to be a better joke about this topic than that one. Hang it up. It's done. We might as well move on, Joe. You won that round for sure. Amazing. I didn't even see that coming.
How did I not think of that?
I'm so mad I didn't think of that.
I was thinking about it, but I pick on Barry Warner all the time, so I don't want to... I didn't want
to keep...
I'm supposed to be the brains of this operation, and look at old Chuckles.
Wait a minute, coming up
with that good ass joke. Man, that makes me mad.
He should have peed in the stairwell. That would have been a good
What was your question? You were going to ask something.
I was just going to say he should have peed in the stairwell.
Maybe. Well, he couldn't find that either.
Was Esme at the front desk seeing this happen?
I don't know.
I don't think so. And even if she did, what is she going to do? So, stop pissing now.
Thank God it wasn't on the carpet.
Well, yeah, you can't even say put that up because he didn't take it out. He just peed his pants.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
That's going to be me one day. Have you ever peed your pants as an adult?
No.
You ever pooped in your pants as an adult?
We've had those discussions. I've been damn close.
I mean, I think we've all farted and then went, oh, nope, that was not, there was some,
That was an accident.
Yep.
That shouldn't have happened.
There was a little... You never trust a Taco Bell fart. That is the rule I live by.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's happened. Where you're just... Now, what's worse is if it happens in bed. If you're laying in bed, you're just like, I'm going to...
Oh, that's not good.
No, baby, get up. We got to watch this.
That's not good.
Babe, get out of bed. Why? Because I just crapped in the bed. Get up.
Or what's worse is you do it in your sleep or something, you don't realize it, or you realize it and you didn't think you did it, and the next morning your wife goes, were you eating chocolate in bed again?
That's an actual conversation happened in our house.
Probably got to wash. I think we should just wash these sheets.
You know what's crazy is I'm trying to think, other than, I think the last time I peed my pants... It was high school. I was getting high, watching Saturday Night Live, and they did those commercials where they have... Remember the old Total commercials where it would take 7 bowls of Raisin Bran to equal 1 bowl of Total? Mm-hmm. Saturday Night Live had some stupid gimmicky commercial like that, and there was like 1,000 bowls, and this dude is sitting on them. And I don't know, probably because I was high. I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life. And I laughed so hard that I didn't even get up. I just started peeing. I just peed right there. And that's when I was like, maybe weed's not my thing.
I don't blame that on the weed.
Maybe weed isn't my thing.
You might have had a urinal tract infection.
No, so.
This was the beginning of going to get his testosterone checked and
that too.
Swollen grapes. And
but here's two things that are weird. So one, I'm surprised I've never peed my pants on the road driving. Because there's been times where I'm like, I'll just wait until the next gas station. And I have to pee already. And I have to, because I drink a lot. I mean, you guys know I drink a lot of Diet Coke and stuff. And there's been times where I've barely made it.
I'm pulling it out
as I'm walking through the store. Because I'm like, I'll have my pants and my zipper down in the store.
Can't you just pull over?
No. I'm not pulling over and peeing on the side of 45. What am I, an animal?
Yeah, but
I'll pee in the plant out here.
Country road. If you're going from city to city,
if you're on one of the rural roads,
I'm usually 45 and I-10 to get out of here. I rarely go take the back road.
Well, kick the tire and pretend like you got to get down into catcher's position to check it, and just drop it on the road.
You got a 4-door truck, right?
I have a 4-door truck.
Yeah, you open up the passenger door.
Okay.
You open up the back passenger door.
Stand in between and pee.
Yeah.
And then as soon as a cop comes by to help me, there I am.
I was throwing up.
Penis out.
Tell him, just
peeing away.
Tell him if you really wanted to help me, give me a cup or something.
Well, you know, I should carry a cup.
Or maybe you should carry a cup.
Yeah, or a big plastic bottle.
My dad would hate me for telling this story, but he don't listen. He used to carry a pee cup in his truck.
I told you when my dad was little.
Which was the grossest thing, because sometimes it was back in the day when the seats were real big, and there was like, because now you can't fit anything under the seats, but he would keep his pee cup under a seat, and every once in a while I'd get loose. He'd be like, hey, hand me my pee cup. I'd be like, no. Hey, I'm not touching that nasty-ass cup.
First of all, give me
my pee cup. I got to pee.
He must not have to pee. Like, I mean, he must not pee a lot if it was a cup.
He likes beer. He drinks a lot of beer.
Yeah,
so.
But if I'm drinking beer and I'm peeing, I'm filling up more than a cup.
Well, listen, when you drive to Brenham and you've got two kids in the car and a wife, you don't want to have to stop. So you just, if you got to pee,
it infuriated my grandma. But my dad's dad, my grandpa, was a delivery truck. Mm-hmm. So he took like one of the jigsaws, and he jigsawed a hole in the baseboards of the truck. So while he
in the
was
floorboard?
Driving, yeah, in the floorboard, so he could just drive,
no,
pee through the hole, and then he taught my dad how to do it.
How do you do that?
And my grandma was furious because she's like,
"You
must
have had a really long penis to make that happen."
Son, because he doesn't want to go pee in the toilet anymore. He's like, I got great aim. He just wanted to pee wherever there was a hole.
How long was his penis to make that happen? You're in a seat though. Like
I would think you would miss.
Bro, it would have to be 14 to 17 inches.
That's another problem my grandma had, because I don't think it was exactly hygienic.
Yeah, your aim's got to be solid.
No, or it's just really long. You just put it in the hole, and you're just like #blessed. Yeah, because there's no way I could pee on the floor.
He was on the road all the time, and he had my dad. So
I would have to have really good aim.
I figured it was like in the bed of the truck, and then he probably put a car in park, and then he went.
Goes and lays down and just lets it hang through the.
Like there was an area
like
in the truck.
Like the UPS trucks nowadays. That's what the
right, like,
delivery
there's a lot of room
trucks
in those
were
trucks.
Like. And he just hacked out a hole in the bottom, in the floorboard.
That's the funniest thing ever. A pee cup and pee
so,
hole.
In the
that's
summer, so
what's
funny.
Worse? What's worse?
I don't know.
A pee hole or a pee cup?
I think the pee cup, man. I'm sorry.
Because it's in the
I'm
car.
I'm sure dad's awesome, but that's just weird.
but like what you guys said, I think he got it from my grandpa. Purell and stuff.
Weird.
They're going to miss, and then you're going to hit a bump. You got to clean that thing.
Oh, no, I think he was pretty smart about only doing it at a stoplight. I think that was the smart thing to do.
No, my radiator's going. It looks like Prestone. Nope.
I can't believe your dad and your grandpa peed through the floorboard of a delivery truck.
My dad was a kid, so he would ride along with my grandpa in the summer. And so my grandpa taught my dad, no, we don't have to stop and go to the bathroom. Just go right here, son.
Okay. That's wild. I'm probably, if I had kids, I would probably have a pee cup. I'm not going to lie.
The first thing I thought is movie Dumb and Dumber when they're in the van. And he really had to urinate, and they had empty beer bottles.
And then he's like, the cop's
and then
like,
the
what
cop
is this?
Pulls him over and drinks it. That is the best.
He's swishing it around. Yeah.
Just carry one of the 1 liter soda bottles.
Look, LFA said, the old man, that was probably John McClane coming to confront you, Barry. Couldn't find me. Was like, I can't take it. I peed his pants.
Guys, I was coming over to kick Barry's ass, and then I actually did find my penis.
I heard Granado was in the building, scared the pee out of me.
All right. That's.
I was afraid someone was going to say it was Jimmy Walker.
No. Oh, God, could you imagine? You're like, no. That is not dynamite. That is not good. All right.
Jeez. All right, we're just rolling along in hour number two of the 3 hour show. If you want to join us, we've got room for you. If you got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here to talk about it with you and through 4 o'clock. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. We'll get down to a whole lot more, including a big series and a big road trip for your Astros. As well as Game 5 of Rockets Warriors on deck tonight. Lots to get to. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Did I do that? Nick over here pressing buttons.
I really did
that
it. Do you really think I was
press.
Trying to make him look bad on the video stream? I wasn't.
Okie dokie.
I have your back, Joel.
Wrong. Okay. So we're back on The Usual Suspects.
Yes.
I still don't understand why everything weird about the bathroom happens on our floor. Is that because we don't lock our bathroom like everybody else? You were talking about this guy that just relieved himself in front of our elevators.
Old man peed his pants.
I told you guys last week on a break, I walk in.
Peed your pants.
And we only have one urinal, two stalls. And I walked in, and there's a guy in the urinal. So I'm going to go to one of the two stalls. And I just hear the dude just go, oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. And I'm the only guy in there with him. And I'm going, what is he doing? And, 2 seconds later, like he's a trumpet player.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-oh. What?
Is this from Dumb and Dumber? The best pee scene in a movie ever has to be Naked Gun when he's at he's officiating a wedding or something like that. I think it's a wedding. But he's on stage and he's got a microphone that is on his
Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah. And he thinks the mic is off, but he doesn't know it's not off, and he goes into the bathroom peeing. You got to find that. The audio from it is he's just like, woo! And then there's this long pause. And then he starts peeing again.
But here's the thing.
God, it's so funny.
So here's the guy that's not afraid to be completely vocal just because of the relief of, I guess, being at the urinal, right? So then I go and use the urinal next to, in the stall. And then I hear, and he goes, oops. I mean, you're going to oops playing a trumpet for about 10 seconds. But you're going to be vocal as hell because the first flow's coming out. Come on, man. That's always in our bathroom. Our bathroom has something weird and disgusting every day.
Several people said that the commercial that I peed my pants to on Saturday Night Live was Colon Blow. Oh, is this it?
So good.
Now, this is going out over the whole thing.
Indeed. Yeah. Over the whole PA.
Yeah. So good.
Share in the
Celebration.
This is what I lived through last week.
Will be the queen
public appearances.
It's so long.
It sounds like it's raining.
It's so long.
It's going on the TV broadcast and everything.
Yeah, look.
We also would like to...
Oh, my God. That is the... I almost peed my pants watching
That's
that.
That's a good PCing, that Dumb and Dumber. Yes. Austin Powers, the second one.
Which
when
was
they
the
unfreeze
PCing?
Him, they unfreeze him, and he's taking, like, the longest pee ever because he's been frozen for, like, 30 years.
I forgot about that.
They're like... I forgot what the machine was saying, but she was basically saying that it was over, like, you know, process is over, and then he starts peeing again. Process is over. Like, I don't know exactly what she said, but it was hilarious.
That's good times. OU Mike said when James died on Good Times, it was like I lost a family member. I remember that.
I don't.
That was the damn.
Oh, right, man. Right. Yeah.
Some people use that
of course,
soundbite and audio daily.
Yeah. He also texted and said, I saw Penny's boob at the Super Bowl. So that's also factual.
Here we go.
That is factual, though.
Wardrobe malfunction,
We all
Mike.
Saw Penny's boob at the Super Bowl. So.
And speaking of who saw it up close and personal, Justin Timberlake, who was in concert last night and then tomorrow night. At Toyota Center, making room for the Rockets Warriors game tonight.
That's right.
I heard he put on a hell of a show last night.
Well, he did.
Oh, yeah?
He did a tribute for Santa Fe.
Yes, he did.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Very classy.
Did he really?
Yeah, I think Jong tweeted out a video. That's how I saw it. But yeah, it was a really cool little tribute for the victims.
Curious if Charles said he was taking all the girls from TNT that he had promised. I'm curious if they went last night or if they're going tomorrow night. Because I would think.
He said Wednesday, so it was last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he said Wednesday.
Right.
Hmm.
And you're leaving town, so
yeah, I won't. I'm off tomorrow, so you and Nate are
Nate
doing
Griffin,
the show. Yep. Yeah, tomorrow
Gatlin's
from
barbecue over off of Ella.
Actually, I'm probably gonna cut out early today too, boys. I got to get on the road.
Sooner the better.
Really?
No, that was for you, nice for you to get on the road.
yeah, nice try. What's y'all's stance on peeing in the shower? My wife says it's gross because she has to step in it. It goes down the drain. Damn it. I know we've discussed this before,
but
never hurts to revisit stuff after a year or more.
Oh, is that the rule?
Yeah, I mean, you know, okay. We can. All right. What's your stance on it? You pee in the shower?
I do it.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
I don't understand why you wouldn't. It's
my
gonna wash
you
down.
Such your bathtub. A clean freak, though, that I don't tell her I do it.
My favorite, one of my favorite jokes that I don't even remember the comedian's name. I wish I knew it so I could give him credit. But this was at an open mic. I don't even know if he does it on like during his sets, but he was like, yeah. My wife gets mad at me because I pee in the shower, but I'm like, I'm sorry. Sometimes I have to pee when I poop.
But I'm with Joel. How does she know?
That's so good.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so good. How does she know?
Yeah.
You don't ever shower with your wife?
We can, but if I'm going to shower with my wife, I'm not going to freaking tell. Hey, honey, check this out.
Oh, I do. I'd be like, hey, move. No. I got to pee. So then she's like, that is just disgusting. I'm like, yeah, but it's like the world's biggest toilet.
That.
You just get the water and you pee and it goes down the drain. Guess what? It's going the same spot that the toilet is.
Self-control, man.
Same spot. What are you talking about?
You got to have self-control.
Actually, if we're going to shower, I do go ahead now because she gets so grossed out by it. So I'll just go, I'll pee
it
first.
Saves you the aggravation of being yelled at and then her disgust that's going to not just be while you're showering.
Yeah.
It'll last the rest of the day. Now, does she have, Lisa's got this, you have to do the squeegee thing.
No, we have a car wash shower. You know what that is?
No.
So it's basically, they call it a car wash shower because there's an entrance on both sides. So it's like U-shaped almost. You can walk in on either side and then walk out. So there's no doors.
Oh,
it's just open.
I've seen it. I've seen those before.
Yeah,
I've
it's
seen...
just open.
But you have glass. You don't have, so you have no glass. You have to. Oh, we've got the squeegee. And I don't.
We used to, our old shower.
I hate doing that. And she's like, you got to do that every time.
Yep.
And then you have to do, she wants me to do the Tylex shower cleaner every time.
No.
I'm like, no. I mean, I'm not telling her that I don't do it, but I don't do it.
We had a glass shower at our old house, and we used to have to squeegee it all the time, and then you get the hard water stains. It's a pain in the ass. Yeah. Although I read somewhere, here's like a tip from Heloise. I don't know why the hell I know this. This is my...
Who's Heloise?
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know who Heloise is? I know.
Nick's already. I'm out.
Yeah. He's not going to know at all. Mr. Undomesticated. Heloise has like tips for household stuff and like around the house. And so if you can clean the hard water stains off your glass showers with dryer sheets. Works like a champ.
Just a plain dryer sheet,
just
not wet or anything. Just
you can wet a little bit. Yeah, you wet a little bit, but works like a champ.
See, I would figure the fact that we're in 2018, there's like stain-free glass showers now.
No. Hard water stains?
Like slip-resistant tiles. Like, the only reason why you should be slipping on a tile right now is because your tile was put in like 20 years ago.
I'll tell you this,
but that's specifically why we built the shower the way we did, is because I was tired of squeegeeing that stuff. I just want to get out of the shower.
Aggravating, yes.
That's all I want. I want to turn the water off.
Totally with you.
Dry off my junk and get out.
Yep.
I'm done.
Now, Nick, I will give you that little tip. Dryer sheets, also put one under each seat in your car. It'll last 10 times longer than an air freshener, and it'll make it smell a hell of a lot better.
I'll try that.
For sure.
My car smells funky.
That's what I'm saying. You get two dryer sheets, one under each seat. You'll probably have to buy some dryer sheets. But one under each seat, and it'll smell good for a long time.
I don't understand this text. Tell the listener it's on Podcast Arena. Y'all talked about it already. Oh, the pee thing?
No. Oh.
I know I have a sense of humor of a 12-year-old, but every time Barry said unit, I was cracking up laughing. I don't understand. I don't know what you're talking about. No idea.
I just turn the other cheek.
Apparently, I don't remember this from A League of Their Own, but like Lauren Pope, hi Lauren, long time no talk.
Yeah, really, where you
Lauren
been?
Pope and several other listeners have texted us and said the pee scene from A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks was hilarious.
Don't remember it.
I do not remember it. The only thing I actually remember from that is there's no crying in baseball. That's the only line I remember from it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I have no idea. All right. All right, right now I want to tell you guys about Steelhouse Poker Club. The place that had the biggest opening weekend tournament in the history of Houston and Texas. It's back, y'all. I went out there, last weekend for their tournament. They had it on Friday and Saturday. And, man, this place is so nice. You're going to love it, man. They've got 20 tables for you to get out there and play poker on, first of all. They've got TVs everywhere. I was actually watching the Astros game on Saturday while I was playing poker in a poker tournament. But the cool thing is they're giving away tons of money, $10,000 guaranteed tournaments at 7 p.m. every night. Yeah, let me repeat this. $10,000 tournaments at 7 p.m. every night. Entry fee, $100. That's it. $100 to win $10,000? Yeah, I think I'm going to have to partake in a couple of those. They exceeded their guaranteed opening weekend, had nearly $250,000 in the prize pool for their opening weekend. That's ridiculous, man. They have a ton of stuff going on, too. $75,000 guaranteed every week, Monday through Sunday, and it breaks out to where you can win like $7,500 on Monday through Thursday, $15,000 on Friday, $25,000 on Saturday, and then $5,000 on Sunday, plus the $10,000 guaranteed tournaments every night, $100 entry fee. Guys, you got to get out there. They're I-45 North and West Road. If you're coming south, exit West Mount Houston, and then just U-turn under the freeway. They're right there behind Chica's Cabaret. It's really easy to get to. It's conveniently located. Plenty of parking, plenty of tables to play at, and plenty of money to win. Make sure you log on to SteelhousePoker.com and get information, guys. Get started. Go make some money.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. 90 in the rear view, 90 still to go as we roll on. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. Tomorrow, as Barry will be in Dallas at Hyenas, if you're in the area, stop in and see him. Nate Griffin will be filling in for Barry. We'll be at Gatlin's Barbecue, compliments of Hawk Security, which is right next door. Stop in and see us, get some great barbecue. Former Rocket and Rice Owl Mike Harris.
Oh, really?
Scheduled to stop in and see us. A teammate of mine in Houston City League said he wanted to stop in and say hi. I said, come on.
Oops.
Yep, drop that one. Tyler is on hold. We're going to get to you in just 1 minute. But also, if you want to join the show, we're going to be getting to a lot of things. Astros with a big series against the Indians, Rockets and Warriors. Lots of stuff still on the agenda. Anything you want to clean up on social media before we hit Tyler?
Well, White Magic texted the show and said, I bet Nick cleans his shower with piss. So there's that.
Jeez.
White Magic is brutal.
Nicely
sometimes.
Done, White Magic.
Yeah, you idiot. Good times. You want to take Tyler's call? That's pretty much it. Everything else, it's a lot of stuff not worth reading.
Oh, Amos did say that he works for the Brown Truck Delivery Company, and there is a hole in the back of the truck that they can use if they had good aim, but that most of them carry a bottle.
Why are you throwing his name out there with that?
I didn't give their Twitter handle.
Oh, you should have just changed it. A listener said.
Oh, stop it. You drop more stupid names. Okay.
Now we're on in all the trucks, and they're just going, oh.
Fellas, pee at your own risk. There you go. Tyler, what's up?
Taking a call. I feel like that last five minutes of the last segment were, like, meant for me. So I think peeing in the shower is perfectly normal. It's the same as any other filth coming off your body going down the drain. Wife doesn't like it, so I just do it if she's not looking or not around.
Bing.
I also do have a squeegee, and I do have the Tilex stuff. And I try and get my wife to do it when she showers, but she does not care. And then additionally, I didn't know that tip about the dryer sheets and the water stains. I'm going to try that.
Yep.
But I keep dryer sheets in my car just because from time to time I'll get static electricity in my polo or whatever. You just grab a dryer sheet, rub it under your shirt a little bit, and it takes care of that.
Look at that. So,
but I didn't know about the, you know, keeping it for scent purposes in your car. Yes. So that's a good idea.
Yeah, drop a couple below each seat.
Wow.
There you go. All right. Thanks, guys.
Also masks the smell of whores if you pick up ladies of the night.
Nick?
Nope.
Wow. You just targeted that right at
I
you.
I do like the life tips he's giving, like the static part. That was pretty interesting. I wonder if that really works.
Also, next one at a Toyota Center watching some chick in the parking lot and scrubbing dryer sheets under his shirt.
Also, if, say, for example, you have Chinese food and you smell really bad, just put one in the crack of your butt. You're good to go. Put a dryer sheet down there.
Chafing. In the crack of your butt.
Yeah.
Chafing.
No, it doesn't chafe.
Yes, it does.
All right. I got you now.
Hey, Nick, didn't you say you were in the Toyota Center parking garage that time and saw the chick?
Yeah, she was just in a bra and she was changing shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could have used a dryer sheet, it would have delayed the process.
Yeah, you guys were accusing me of, like, stalking her and...
Which is what you do.
And, like... trying to get close and get a peek, and that was so not true.
I'm going to say something that's going to be gross.
Well, shocker. It's not going to be the first time that's happened.
Won't be the last either.
Both of you can go to hell, all right? but I'm just curious about this because I've always wanted to know, and I've thought about talking about it on stage because I find that a lot of times when something's happening to me, I'm not the only person out there with this issue or things that happen, all right?
The red pimple on your genital?
No, I can already tell you guys are going to hang me out on this, and that's okay, because I know. I bet you I could get at least one person to validate that it happens to them too. But I noticed, not so much now, but when I was heavier, I had a real problem with butt sweat. There was a lot.
Oh, you've told us about it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Maybe not on the air. Maybe.
No, I think it was on air.
That was like a real problem.
So what would happen? You'd have like a...
Just like...
Circles of like...
Yeah. No, like the crack. Like you could see there would be just like this...
Through your khakis or whatever.
No, I would worry about it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like I would worry going on stage.
Did you wear diapers or what did you do?
No. Sometimes you'd have to put toilet paper in there.
I was just going to say he'd wrap himself like a mummy underneath his clothing.
Sometimes you'd have to put toilet paper in there.
And like, that worked?
Yeah. It stops it absorbs the sweat. Because you don't want to be on stage... And then you got a bad butt sweat problem. And then I turn around sometimes. I put my back to the crowd for a joke. Big old butt crack stain of
you had
water.
An ass crack sweating issue?
How about
yeah,
that?
When I was fatter, yeah. It's a real thing.
I had no idea.
I was always like, man, they need to invent something for this for men. And then you know what? They have something. It's called monkey butt.
Like ass deo or something?
Yeah, you told us about monkey butt.
It's called monkey butt. Yeah. It's this powder that you put on. Yeah, you know what? I think I do remember talking about this. Oh, well, then I've already talked about it. I'm not embarrassed.
What do you forget that your nickname was...
Do you know how much stuff...
Your nickname was Puffer in the gym. You go to the locker room, forget you wrapped yourself up.
Because I talked about I had to throw it up under there because I didn't know another way to do it.
Oh, now I remember.
And then someone said, just put it in your pants and pull them up. Yeah, I can't remember all this stuff. I share... My life is an open book for our listeners. I can't remember all the stuff that I share. Okay. Well, at least you guys didn't hang me out on that. I figured you would.
When you were doing two shows, it was harder because you don't know... You couldn't remember...
That is also true.
It's better that you're just on
true.
One.
That is also true. Yeah.
In terms of memory.
Because there's a lot of stories that I've told that I can't remember. Did I tell them here? Did I tell you off air? Did I tell them on Sunday? Did I tell him on stage? I have no idea. So, yeah. Well, I'm glad you reminded
me. I'm a little more filtered than you are. I'm sure Joel is.
Are you? Yeah, yeah, you guys are.
But the problem is that when we do the same thing and we met you, you already talked about that. We already talked before.
Where'd that come from, Joel?
Because I get hate. The, like, just yeah, hate. I get that raven croak. Mine, we already talked about that. Like, move on. But if you say, hey, we'll get to it okay. again.
But
now
many,
I figured out the
no,
rule.
No.
We can go
you,
back to
you
it.
You opened up this can. Let's discuss this for a second. How many times does Joel tell the same story on average? 3-4 times?
No.
Sometimes I repeat myself once.
He'll repeat a story.
I'll tell
every
the story.
I don't know
every
how many
now
times.
And then, 3 or 4 times. Whatever. But
you start
when
up,
I do
here's
it, you
how
go,
you know.
Yeah, talking about that.
Listen, here's how you know. It says he'll start. I know I've told you this story before, but. And
or
then he tells you the story anyway.
You've conditioned me to do that. I have to, because otherwise I'm going to get. Yeah, talking about that.
Are you saying I sound like my wife?
But then when you do it, it's like, hey, I passed the statute of limitations. I can bring it back.
Yeah, I
made
feel
a couple
like
shows
once an
now.
Hour. Once an hour. I mean, oh, not an hour. Once
and
a
now,
year.
See, there it is. Truth came out right there. Once an hour.
Once a year. That's not bad.
I can't believe you have a supporter in this butt sweat thing, dude.
Oh, see, I knew this.
How do you know he supports it?
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't. You're right.
Yeah. Brandon wants to talk about
All
it.
All right, Brandon, what do you got?
Hey, I'm on his side, man. So. Butt is actually the first place that I sweat.
Okay.
It's at the top of the butt. And I work in an industry where you have to wear, you know, a monkey suit. You're in suit and tie or at least tie and a long sleeve shirt. So a trick that I do is I tuck my undershirt inside of my boxer briefs. So that in case I sweat and, I, yep. you know, you wear light gray pants, you see that right through. It'll pick it up. And I'm a fit guy. I'm very, very fit. Do triathlons.
Oh.
Has nothing to do with weight.
Okay.
Has everything to do with
just gross.
Where you are.
I'm just gross.
Do you think, Brandon, do you think because you're fit that your body, because you sweat quick, more rap, or more or quickly because of the fact that you're in shape? And because a lot of people,
well, I mean,
athletes say
Texas
that they start
heat,
sweating
you know, you
in an instant.
You got pants on and a tie. You're yeah. going to sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Heat. All right. So you're saying one trick, tuck the t-shirt.
Into the briefs.
Now, I used to do that when I would dress, like, for Halliburton, when I wore a shirt and tie and stuff like that, because I didn't like tucking the t-shirt in.
It
gets puffy.
It crunches up.
Yeah.
Yeah, puffer.
Yeah, so you put it inside the underwear. But I didn't think about to do that on stage to block the sweat. That's a really good idea.
You wear
Brandon.
An undershirt
Thank
on stage?
You. I do.
Okay, there
if
you
I'm
go.
Wearing a long sleeve, if yeah. I'm wearing a polo, like right. on off nights, like Wednesdays and Thursdays, sometimes I wear a polo, I won't wear one. But that's good to know, Brandon. I appreciate the call, man.
Yep.
That's a good tip. Look at that. We are changing the world one wet ass at a time.
Who's this?
This is great.
Who Hellman's? Who's the lady with the tips?
Heloise Hellman's. That's a mayonnaise.
And then people are killing me because I don't know who the hell that lady is.
Lauren Pope said boob sweat is a real thing. Yeah, Joel knows.
Got him.
No. I actually do get some. Of
I have erect. I don't have boob sweat. I got the ping and nipple thing.
Look, here's the other thing that this is no lie. When I'm out of shape, which I'm getting there again, but if I'll sit down, like if I'm not sitting like with good posture, I will get some sweat in between my gut and my boobs. It does happen.
You're lying right now.
I swear to God,
you're so lying right now.
Look, if I sit down, look, you can see it.
I'm
if
not
I sit
looking
down,
at that. No.
Look, if I pull that tight and sit down,
okay,
you can see that they kind of connect there. It'll get sweaty.
What are you, JJ, the way you're massaging?
It'll get sweaty. It's true. I'm not hiding it.
Well, you gotta be shirtless so the audience can understand what you're talking about.
No. That's not going to happen. I'm not in that good of shape. If I was in better shape, we would totally do a show shirtless, right?
I'm fine. I've told you. I'm getting there.
Joel's so like, I'll do it. Whatever.
I can do it.
I saw your shirtless picture yesterday, Nick, when you pulled
no
your shirt up.
There was no shirtless,
shirtless
picture.
He just raised his shirt.
The image. Yeah. You don't want to be on that show.
You just saw my tummy.
You should call in sick. My tummy? What are you, 5?
The tum-tum?
Yeah. Tum-tum. Remember that movie? Was it The Three Ninjas? You know that movie?
The tum-tum.
There was a tum-tum, remember?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but we used tum-tum for... Something else.
I don't even remember.
There was something else where Tum Tum came out. It was a nickname for you, Nick, or something. Tum-tum.
Oh, it was. Someone was calling you Tum Tum.
Someone called you Tum Tum.
Yeah, but I forgot the reasoning.
I did too.
It was pretty funny. I just don't remember.
Oh, man. You've had a lot of nicknames. Puss.
People will probably remember for
us. See, one day we're going to have to revisit why we called Nick Puss as well.
Yep.
I don't remember
as a
that.
Nickname. You don't remember the reason?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember, Joel?
I don't.
See? And you say stories aren't worth repeating. I guess you'll have to tune in I guess you'll have to tune in and find out the next time. I guess you'll have to tune in and find out next time, because I'm not going to tell it today. So we'll just, you'll have to find out one day.
All right, we'll continue to move on. We'll get down to a little Astros Indians. Astros made a roster move as they continue to inject some new blood into the lineup, getting ready for a big, big stretch of games here coming up. We've got Rockets to talk about. We've got Celtics, Cavs that happened last night, and lots of other things, too. So stay right where you are, and if you want to get something off your chest you've had on your mind, give us a call, 713-780-3776. Call, text, tweet. Right now I want to tell you about Greater Texan Health. A lot of you out there are suffering from ED. You've taken the pills. You haven't seen the results. Well, Greater Texan Health is here to help. They'll meet with you in person, put together a customized plan, and help you end your ED today. That's right. Not in a week, not in a month, right away. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and testing. All you got to do is pick up the phone. Call 713-554-4915. That's 713-554-4915. Set up your appointment. Again, free exam, free testing, and if their recommendations don't work, you get a full refund. What do you have to lose besides losing that ED? It is what they are here for. They also do testosterone testing, and unlike other places in town where they got to send out to get the results and it takes days, you get your results within 30 minutes. It's all about being faster, more accommodating, and more helpful in the areas of men's health. They're located over by NRG Stadium, so they're conveniently located off South Main, right near Pearland, suburbs, midtown, downtown. Easy in, easy out, and they get results for you. Call them today, set up an appointment, 713-554-4915, or log on to greatertexanhealth.com. Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.
ESPN 97.5.
I see you there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, having a fun show today. Before we wrap it up with an FEF Friday, unfortunately, Barry on the road after today's show. Hyenas in Dallas. If you're in the area, look him up. Check him out. Nate Griffin will be filling in for Barry at Gatlin's Barbecue off Ella tomorrow. We'll wrap up the week, but it's been fun. It's been spirited. If you missed J.J. Walker, star of Good Times back in the day, who's in town doing some comedy, check out the podcast or ESPN975.com. Go back and check on the show previous hours and catch up on what you missed.
Word. So people are texting in different. Oh, you can use dryer sheets. They will get love bugs and other bugs off your car real easy. Then wash. So there you go.
You got love bugs out in the farm?
Yeah.
Boy, we get there's a stretch of time in the summer where they're bad.
Dude, hitting the road in the summer and driving to Dallas and Wichita, Kansas, and it comes home and it looks like I drove through the gut of the world's biggest love bug. It's just, my truck is covered with them by the time I get off the road from the summer. So, yeah, it's bad. If you want to smoke weed and not get caught, let me copy and paste this real quick. If you want to smoke weed and not get caught by your wife or your parents, put dryer sheets in a paper towel tube and use it to blow the smoke out. I would have never thought. Have you ever heard of this, Nick?
That's ingenious.
That is very smart.
No, I've never heard of it.
I need to do that at night when I fart so I don't wake my wife up, because then I get in trouble. So that's also, I could do that. Of course, then I would make it really loud. It sound like a trumpet. Just like, what was that? I don't know. I heard it too. Did you hear it? last one. You can use a stick of deodorant. If you have that butt sweat issue, they said my wife is a nurse and trust me, it works. That's from Matt.
Now I'll tell you this, and it was young when I was younger. I had the pit sweat problem, where my armpits would sweat excessively.
Uh huh.
And they make a deodorant called Certain Dry.
Yes.
And you're not supposed to use it every day, I don't believe. But like if I used it once every 30 to 60 days. It took care of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But someone said it it jams up your sweat glands in your pits.
Messes
you
up.
That's not good. But
no, that's not good.
I used it for a while, and it, man, I'll tell you what, I used it once every blue moon, but boy, it helped and it knocked out the sweats in a hurry.
Wow. Maybe I need to put that in my butt.
I did a little Google
search. You might. I did a Google search. A-hole, but you just give it a shot.
And apparently there's a, apparently there's like deodorant for like your groin area. Like not
really.
Just,
yeah. Why can't I use just what
it's called soap and water?
Because I wear.
No, it's called Fresh Balls. The solution for men.
You try on it.
Fresh Balls.
Yeah, it's called Fresh Balls. You can buy it for $12.
So I can't just use Secret. Because that's the deodorant I wear. I wear Secret.
Isn't that for females?
Yeah. I smell amazing every day.
What? Strong enough for a man, Nick. But right. Made.
I wear Secret
for a woman.
I actually posted a picture on Instagram. I opened the drawer in my bathroom, and there was like a bottle of Secret. And I said, "Haters will say it's fake."
You should.
Yeah,
you should try
we
fresh
talked
balls.
About this
you
on this
try
show.
Fresh balls, Barry.
Then we talked about me wearing Secret on the show. Yeah, this is not a new revelation.
Okay.
So I can't use that down there. You're saying I have to buy.
I talked about it before.
I have to buy Fresh Balls, right?
Fresh Balls is $12. You can get it on
no.
Groominglounge.com.
You know what? I don't care.
Why can't you just,
that much.
If it's just the deodorant, why can't you just wash?
I don't care that much about my balls stinking to spend $12.
You wash,
on it.
But then
you know
go
what?
To the club.
Turns out, not my problem. Not my problem.
You wash, but then you go to the clubs and you stink it up.
Yeah.
That's what it, that's what
I, I'm not a single man, so I don't have to worry.
Yeah,
about
I don't
that.
Either. What are you wearing? Like non-sweat tough skins or something?
I'm just saying, I came across it. I don't know.
The spandex is getting a little bit out of hand for you?
That was the other thing that really made my junk
you
stink.
Still wear spandex.
No. Like under your underwear, Under Armour makes underwear. And it was kind of that, it's not neoprene,
dry
but
it's like a rash guard
like
type
a dry
thing. Yeah.
And man, I would smell so bad down there if I wore those. I had to switch to cotton. Because,
well, you know,
I wore them for jiu-jitsu, so
you know that certain brands, certain dry fit brands, even the shirts.
Tell the truth, you did a cup check in jiu-jitsu and was like, oh my God.
No, I never did.
Certain brands of dry fit shirts stink.
I'll cup check. Huh?
Adidas dry fit shirts.
Do they smell?
If you wear them for just like 15 minutes, you get funky.
I don't know.
Hey, do those underwear companies, the commercial that are out now, do they work? You know, the ones where they do the commercial like, other underwear and
the Duluth trading.
Yeah, there you go. The Duluth trading ones. And all of a sudden, these are like.
I wear my underwear all from American Eagle. I don't know. I just wear cotton underwear from American Eagle.
I wear boxer briefs from like.
That's
Hanes.
What I wear. Yeah, I wear boxer briefs. The Hanes, the legs stretch out. I don't like that. They get loose.
I don't have that
problem. And then you might as well just have boxers on. Yeah. I'm very picky about that. My boxer briefs, I cannot have the legs stretch because then
agree.
I might as well wear boxers. It pisses me off. So, American
and then
Eagle.
Based on what my grandfather blessed me with, I mean, it slides out the side door.
Somebody said I tried to laugh like Barry and it's super hard. I don't understand. That wasn't me. That was Joel imitating me.
No, it was not.
Yet.
You're so full of it.
Okay. See? That's, look, how am I talking and laughing at the same time? Huh?
Okay. You sound like a struggling smoker when you when you laugh like that.
You sound like my grandfather. And he died
just got done blowing through a paper towel tube with dryer sheets.
My grandfather died of emphysema, so thanks for picking up that scab, Joel.
Okay, good. David wants to get in here, talk about love bugs.
Uh-oh.
David, what's up?
Hey, Barry, love your show. You just want to make sure you get that off your car within 24 hours, because when they dry, they'll start to eat away at your top coat on your paint.
Really?
So you really want to make sure that you get it cleaned off. That's all I have to say.
Hey, David, meet Nick, and I'm Joel. Nice to meet you.
Anyways, thanks for the call, David. Great call.
You're an idiot.
I'd never heard that before. Is that true? Did love bugs really, it'll eat the top coat?
Yeah, auto body guy.
I was
oh
in
yeah
the mechanic.
You, this was your
I was, no I was
mechanic
in the, I was in the auto repair yeah oh. engine repair business
yeah
but no I don't know I really
wow
speak for
well
that.
That's good to know because I don't want to be screwing up my truck. I have to get home right away and get a car wash. Good to know. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
okay, so
the tip.
Astros tonight in Cleveland.
Yeah, did you hear that Josh Reddick had a spider bite? That's why he's going to the DL.
He was a late scratch a couple in the weekend series against the Indians, and they said it was a leg ish contusion or issue.
And then turns out spider bite.
Yeah, then it's a spider bite. But then I think he pinch hit once, and then all of a sudden, like, he was still having issues with it, so they put him on the DL.
So you good with them calling back Mariznick?
He hit a...
Because that's... He had two home runs and, like, a triple,
I was going to say,
right?
he hit for power. He had a couple home runs. It seems like he got... You know, he had his stroke back. He wasn't striking out as much. Mm. So, look, I'll say this. This is kind of like the old Stevie Francis deal. When we remember when the Rockets had Steve Francis and they thought that he was going to be the franchise quote unquote, for all that. All of his friends found a spot on the team. So, like, Terrence Morris was a guy that he played with at Maryland that couldn't play dead in a funeral home, but they brought him in and signed him for, like, 5 years because he was Steve's friend. I think that because Mariznick is so tight with Springer and such a good team guy they love in the locker room, it was an easy call-up.
Okay. That could be true. They do. I mean, that whole team gets along, whether you're contributing and pulling your weight or not.
There's a lot of guys that really deeply felt bad he was being sent down.
Probably, but you know what? Something had to be done.
No question about it. But, like, who would have thought that Tony Kemp of the past is gone and this new Tony Kemp is hitting the cover off the ball, playing defense, looking like he never should have been sent down ever?
474 on base percent.
Stassi's hitting the ball, which is great from a backup catcher because he can also throw some guys out, which we've never seen before.
Yeah, I was reading something that Brian McTaggart put out where he was talking about somebody had asked him, is Brian McCann going to be back next year because of the performance of Max Stassi? And I think Max Stassi is doing well, but I don't think Max Stassi is your everyday catcher.
I don't think first of all, there's two big things here because McCann is definitely on the downside.
Yeah.
But he's still a professional hitter, especially in big situations. He may not hit for the greatest average in the world, but he can hit. But more so than anything else, the respect that he has from that pitching staff and the way he calls the game should not go unnoticed.
No. But I don't think Max Stassi is your one.
Right.
He's a great platoon. And the article that Brian McTaggart had put out, or the discussion was, you know, Brian McCann has some incentives. He has to, like, I think it's like 600 at bats or 90 games, and he can't end the year on the DL. So they can actually manage that so he doesn't have his player option for 2019 if they want to do that. But I just don't know if Max Stassi is a guy that you want as your number one.
No.
Now, if they could go out at the trade deadline and get Romuto from Florida, that's an option.
And there's a guy that they were interested in.
Yeah, they were
earlier.
Looking at him. Yep. Or they can sign a free agent in the next year or two. But I just don't know if I would go with Max Stassi as my one. But it's certainly great that you have a legitimate backup catcher that isn't a liability.
Did you hear something about JD Davis? Because
a lot of times your backup catcher is a liability.
Did JD Davis get hurt?
I didn't hear that.
Someone in the bullpen today said JD Davis got hurt right after they called him up. And I'm like, here's a guy that's hitting better than anybody in minor league baseball that we were clamoring to see get a second chance. And I hope he's not hurt because, I mean, look, the bottom of the lineup is starting to hit again. And this is a stretch. Need I remind you, this is a stretch right now for all you people that are wanting a barometer for where is this team for this year.
I don't see anything about an injury, by the way. I just Googled it.
That's good. Because you got Cleveland.
Doesn't mean it's not true.
For a big series.
Yep.
Then right from Cleveland, you go to the Yankees. And we already know that's a huge series. Then you come home and host the Red Sox, who suddenly have the two biggest home run hitters in the American League.
Yep.
Having J.D. Martinez added in free agency. They are hitting the ball. They're playing better baseball than the team that the Astros ran through in the playoffs last year. And you're really going to test a lot of things. The lineup is now hitting. Let's see how they hit against good pitching. And you're going to have to see. Ken Giles is going to get, I got to believe, is going to be in some pressure cookers. And this may give Jeff Luhnow a real good indication of what he's got to do between now and the trade deadline based on how they perform in these next three series.
It certainly is going to be, they're going to be under a microscope, I do think, because you're going to have to, once those June meetings happen, and that's in a couple of weeks, I'm sorry, the June draft, once that happens, that's when the trade deadline talk really picks up. And there's that couple of weeks window before July 31st, 6 weeks or whatever it is. But I think you're going to be able to tell what kind of you know, what kind of moves you might be discussing in June based off of some of these series coming up.
No doubt.
Real quick, before we move on, there was a couple more news and notes from the Astros. They released John Singleton.
He's been using the paper towel with the dryer sheets for a long time.
Yes, he has. He has indeed.
He cannot kick the weed.
And also, the Mets signed Joey Bats, Jose Bautista.
Yeah, so. Not only did they sign him, but they put him in the five hole right away. Yeah. And he got a hit right away when he was, and he's in the same division as the Braves. We'll so it'll be interesting to see how that happens. All right, well, we got two in the books, 1 hour still to go of the show. If you want to join us, give us a call, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.